Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
Yes, they do. But what do you do when the horse is indifferent about the carriage, I guess, is our question today.
You got no choice. It's hooked onto it. It has to drag it.
Joining us live as I do each week this half hour, Joe and Cindy Farini with their weekly My Marriage Matters segment. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Well, this really is a sad story of a woman saying her husband really just could care less about anything in their family.
Well, absolutely. And we just, you know, we see this over and over. Sometimes it's the wife who's indifferent, and sometimes it's the husband. This time we're getting this, from the wife. And I look at this as when we were talking about the word indifferent, I also felt like there were other words that went along with that, like being uninterested and uncaring. And Leslie Vernick talks about a healthy relationship as being mutually caring, mutually honest, and mutually respectful. And so in this case, in this marriage, it's not going to be a healthy relationship because there is not a mutual caring for one another.
Joe?
I totally agree. I mean, I agree with you, Brian. I think it's very sad that she has to live in this really hostile, toxic environment. I mean, at best, they're just roommates.
Right.
And, you know, nowhere in their wedding vows were they ever encouraged to be indifferent toward one another. And I mean, there's never absolutely no excuse for continually acting this way towards your spouse. And I mean, we are encouraged as men to be honoring, loving, and cherishing our spouse. And, you know, it could be that this guy never had a role model to follow, to emulate in his father, but that excuse only goes so far. And it's just interesting. Just yesterday, we were sitting with a couple, and they were a remarried couple. Their first spouses, they died because of illness. But this guy kind of boasted a little bit and said that in his first marriage, they were married 39 years, and his wife often questioned him and asked if he loved her. And his response to her was always, "Hey, I go to work every day. I put my paycheck in the bank. What more do you want from me?"
Oh, and that's not the right answer, is it, Joe?
That is not the right answer. Oh, and no. Interesting, the guy goes on to say, now he's been remarried now for about 3 years, and he says, I look back at that with much regret, being so indifferent towards my wife. And so, I mean, here's a situation where you don't want to live with regrets. But this is one way to definitely do that. And as Janelle already mentioned, Vernick already, you know, mentions that the opposite of love is not hate when it comes to marriage. The opposite of love is indifference.
So what choices does this woman have? I mean, how can she snap him out of it?
Well, I'm seeing that this man is probably very selfish, and I think the way he's acting is totally unnecessary. But I don't think they need to leave the marriage because of it. I think that if he's willing, that's the key word, if he's willing to work on it and she's willing to work on it, I think they can seek a good counselor and get something going in terms of getting their marriage back on track. But I really feel I would recommend for them the emotionally destructive marriage. Have her read that first and kind of see where they're at in their marriage. And Leslie Vernick really helps, in this case, the woman, to really strengthen her core and to be able to stand up to her husband in a loving, caring, but firm way. And then gives her some directives as to what she can do to make for a better family, make for a better marriage. Sometimes these marriages don't work out, but I think it's always worth giving it a try to see what you can do to get it back on track.
But how would you approach him, though? I mean, because I think most people would say something like, "You never care. Why don't you care more? You need to care more. Let's go to a counselor." Is that the tactic someone should employ?
Well, I think this is a time where another guy has to kind of step in and basically let him begin to understand that he's not being the man that God has called him to be. And that, you know, he needs to confront the issue as a man and begin to really become all that God has called him as a husband to be in that marriage relationship. So I think another guy that he respects, maybe it's a pastor, some mentor in his life, but somebody has to step up in this guy's life because he obviously doesn't
respect his wife enough
to really be that man. And I agree with Cindy. I think one of the things they need to be encouraged to do is to get counseling. And this is how the scenario usually plays out in this one, because we have seen this so many times, is that they may start off going to maybe one or two counseling sessions, but then he'll drop out and just quit. And so my encouragement to the wife would be, you know, find a friend or a good friend or two who you can talk to keep your sanity alive, you know, because after a while you begin to doubt yourself. And this guy sounds like a narcissist. I mean, he wants to be in control. And if anything's ever brought up against him, you know, he throws down the victim card on this thing. And I mean, and actually, and this is, I see this a lot of times as well. As she says in the question here, is that a lot of times he'll use the Bible as his point of defense against being the way that he is. And if there's anything that really kind of ruffles my feathers or raised a little bit of hair I have in my head left anymore, it's just that it's just a whole idea that someone would use the Bible to justify their unbiblical behavior. It just gets to me.
You've said some of these marriages don't work. Years of indifference can be very emotionally destructive. And a lot of the women or men that are going through it live with the guilt of, if it doesn't work, it's not biblical. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's an excellent question, Janelle. And I think if anybody would take the time, even if you have a great marriage, to read Leslie Vernick's The Emotionally Destructive Marriage, you will get a whole different picture on that behavior. She really talks about that indifference is neglect. And neglect in a marriage can be very abusive. And I, for one, I wouldn't say, oh, hurry up and go out and get a divorce, but I would definitely say that you need a counselor to help you walk through, what do I do next? Because, you know, you if you have children, which she says she does, they're watching this marriage as a mirror to them as to what to expect in their marriage. And they're not going to get that. So I really feel like this woman needs to get, you know, good counseling. They really need to get it together, but that doesn't always happen because the indifference plays itself out that way too. I don't really care. I don't need it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like it's something that they do need to work at it, but sometimes these things don't work out. And that's the sad part of this kind of marital indifference and neglect.
As we get close to the end here, what advice would you give to the married couple who may have small measures of indifference? Maybe it's a spouse who seems indifferent about chores around the house or about kids' activities or about their relationship.
Right. I think one definite thing you want to do is just increase the level of transparency in their communications with one another and help them to encourage them to understand that, you know, God hates divorce. And so this marriage is definitely worth working on. And again, our experiences of working with married couples is that this process can be reversed. But it takes two people who truly desire to pursue oneness in their marriage to make the marriage work. But it can be done.
Wonderful. Cindy, any final thoughts for us before we say goodbye today?
Well, I would just say we have seen many, many marriages resurrected. And so it can happen that this marriage can go on to being a happy, fulfilled marriage. But as we said, it takes two people to work on it. And hopefully this man will recognize his wife's plea to him and recognize the lack of what he's, you know, not doing in his family and for her. And it doesn't sound by the question that she's been demanding. So, you know, we have those kinds of issues too sometimes, but I really feel like they can do it. You know, they can do it, but it's going to take work. Marriage is work. It's fun, but it's also work.
Yeah. Amen to that. It's 7:23 and it's almost time for us to run here. How can folks get connected to both of you if they have questions for you or want to follow up?
Well, we love to have them come to our Facebook page, which is My Marriage Matters. And if they click on like, Monday through Friday, we'll have a little something that pops up for them at 9 o'clock in the morning that they can read and enjoy with their spouse. And then the other way, if they have a question, the best way is through our website, either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
Wonderful. Thanks, you too. Always appreciate your good advice and the great
Thank
conversation.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.